Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, November 28th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down 2.5 cents, closing at 336 and a quarter. That's a new contract low and low close. January beans down 3 cents at 993. December wheat up a penny and a quarter, closing at 410 and three quarters. The wheat was down as much as 4 or 5 cents during the day, made a new contract low, rallied to close higher on the day. It was not a key reversal, but at least we were rejecting the lows today. Kansas City rallied off its lows, closing a little bit higher, but Minneapolis was lower. The beans rallied some 7 cents off their early lows. We were down about a dime, and then we came back. We didn't trade higher on the day, but it was still a pretty decent rally. The corn closed pretty much right on its lows. It didn't have any bounce at all. The rally in the wheat and the beans during the day may be tied into North Korea launching a ballistic missile. First time since September that they've launched something. So maybe the idea is that the Chinese want to, you know, buy some grain before any issues out here. But we certainly don't have any evidence of Chinese buying. Though there were reports earlier today that China was looking to buy sorghum and ethanol. So obviously it didn't help the corn market at all here, but maybe this North Korean news will firm us up overnight. The Dow Jones broke significantly off of that news, the better part of 100 points, and then rallied to make new highs. So incredibly volatile day in the Dow Jones. We're currently sitting on historic highs and a historic high close. Nothing's really changed weather-wise. We didn't have much news during the day. We certainly saw the funds early sellers in the beans, wheat, and corn. They covered some of that during the day, but more so in the wheat and beans than in the corn. Really not much out here. I still think that we're as likely as not to make new lows on Friday or Monday, and then maybe we can see some short covering. We just don't have any fundamental reason right now, so it's going to have to be technical. And that's going to be a function, really, of whether the funds want to cover short corn and wheat out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.